Now to Independence, Iowa, in the northeast corner of the state, where the Wapsipinicon River is 6 feet over flood stage. Ed Fitzgerald is emergency management spokesman for Buchanan County. And Mr. Fitzgerald, can you describe what it looks like in Independence right now?
Well, as you would guess, Melissa, it's quite a mess down here with the water. It's 6 foot over flood stage, and we've got quite a few streets here in Independence that are underwater, numerous basements, quite a few homes. Independence is a community of about 6,500 people here located in Buchanan County. Last week, we had a steady rain coming down to 1 to 2 inch variety. The ground was pretty much fully saturated by this weekend with those rains from last week, and all of a sudden we got 5 and 6 inch rains that just caused the Wapsipinicon River just to explode out of its banks there.
Uh-huh. Now, did you have time enough to do any kind of preparation?
Yes, we did. We also experienced this type of thing in 1999, which really gave us a chance to get a jump on this, notify people, and to get people evacuated that were in the floodplain. And it really helped that in 1999 we had the assistance of FEMA on our buyout programs. That's the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and they bought out quite a few homes in Independence and also out in the rural areas, and that allowed our damage to be quite a bit less than what it was in 1999.
Have you got roads that are closed, bridges that are out?
We have quite a few that are out. We've got at least a half a dozen bridges that have washed out.
Completely washed away?
Well, not completely, but the approaches have washed away. So they've had to shut down those roads.
There's always a danger here that people, whether or not roads are closed, may just try to drive through anyway. Have you been hearing stories about that?
And you're always going to have those stories, Melissa. And that's what it's pretty taxing on our law enforcement agencies to stop that. But we did have one fatality that happened initially because of that.
You did already?
Yes, we did. And that was it was before the barricades got up, and a person drove into the high water. And assuming that the bridge was there, they could see the bridge, but the approach was not there, and a passenger in a vehicle lost her life.
Mm, goodness. Now, is the worst over where you are, do you think?
Actually, we're not sure about that, Melissa, is that we got rains again last night, although they were less than 2 inches, and they were north of the Independence area. But we're in that same watershed. We're anticipating now that the water level will increase maybe a foot, and then it will recede. On the upside of that, the National Weather Service has predicted little or no rainfall for the next several days here.
But it may be a little too early to really start cleaning up, it sounds.
Exactly
like.
Right. And that's another thing that we're cautioning people to stay out of the floodplain, because it's just moving along too rapidly right now, and it's too dangerous.
Ed Fitzgerald is emergency management spokesman for Buchanan County in Iowa, speaking with us from the town of Independence. Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks a lot, and best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot, Melissa.